You're really enthused about this new treatment for spinal cord injuries.
This is actually one of those cool areas of science using nanotechnology or nanoparticles. These are particles 60 billionths of a meter in diameter that when they did this particular study, they were looking at nerve compression damage to the spinal cord. These are done in rats. It was published in the journal Nature Nanomedicine. And to give you the idea, 60 nanometers in size is 100 times smaller than the diameter of a red blood cell, so very, very tiny. What they did is they injected these nanocells, which have two properties. The outer layer likes a wet surface. It's called hydrophilic. It likes water-like surfaces. And the inner core of this likes fat. Or doesn't like water, as the example. So it is called hydrophobic. And what this does is it literally they injected this into rats whose spinal cords were severely damaged. They were paralyzed right after the injury, so they were acute spinal cord injuries. And it zeroed in on the area that was damaged. It didn't have to be injected into the spine. It was literally just injected into the body of the rats, went to the area, and the wet layer attached to the area that was damaged. And the area inside, which doesn't like water, acted as a patch so it couldn't be dissolved. And what they were measuring was whether the electricity that travels down the nerve, it's called an action potential, where the electricity down the nerve functioned again. And they found that this indeed was the case, and the rats that had lost control of their limbs regained the function of their limbs compared to rats that had the same damage and didn't have that particular treatment done. And the way they discovered whether the tiny nanocells went to the area that was damaged is they put a little dye on them. And they found that, yes, the dye accumulated right around the area of the spinal cord that was damaged. So it told them that it was going to that area. So their next studies to do are they're going to establish how soon the treatment needs to be done for it to be effective. Can you do it an hour after, 3 hours after, 10 hours after? Does it make a difference? And they are going to be looking at giving these tiny nanospheres or nanocells to people in the emergency room to see if they'll protect them from additional damage. These are copolymers, micelles or nanocells that have been used for 30 years. It's not new. What is new is that instead of them being used to deliver drug as a drug delivery system to areas of the body, they're used just for their actual physical properties of acting as a patch.
Wow.
So it's very, very interesting. They are going to be, it looks like they are going to be trying this on people when they come to the emergency room because they have been used before in people. It's not as if it has to be reevaluated that way. And very, very interesting and very exciting if this does indeed come to pass.
Wow.